You say she's very calm.
Well, I said they weren't very nice.
Okay, can you go any farther than that?
Well, I mean, to elaborate, I mean, a common person would do just about anything.
Don't have morals, maybe? Or
they
something?
Don't have any morals or scruples whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say about him, well, he's still quite
young.
All right. Would you ever say quite lively?
No.
Okay. How about a young person who's always running around and never sits still?
Flitty, flighty.
Okay.
Giddy.
If the children are out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid?
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
nervous, I suppose.
All right. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is... how would you describe a place that you're afraid of? You'd say it's...
spooky.
Okay. Did you ever say scary?
I've heard scary, but I probably wouldn't use it as spooky.
Have you ever heard scary used to describe a person who gets scared easily? She's a scary girl.
Yeah.
Okay. You might say she isn't afraid now, but she...
maybe later?
Or a long time ago she...
was?
All right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
careless.
Okay. And you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
Okay. How about, would you say queer? Or has that changed too much in meaning for you?
Yeah, it does change its meaning.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so.
Go through that again. I'm sorry.
If a man... is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you'd say to him, well, don't be so
set in your ways.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you might say he's mighty... or if he loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong.
Very temperamental.
Okay. Would you ever say touchy?
Yeah.
Okay. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get... if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
calm down.
All right. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
tired.
How about if you're very, very tired? What's an
exhausted.
Yeah. How about from the word wear out? I'm all...
worn out.
Okay. If a person had been quite well for a long time and then you hear suddenly they have some disease, you say, well, I just heard she...
got sick?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard she took sick?
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Okay. So, you don't say.
No.
All right, if a person is out in heavy rain and comes in and starts sneezing and coughing and stuff, you say he's...
getting a cold.
All right. How about catching the cold?
Nah. I've never heard that.
If it affects his voice, he is...
losing his voice.
Any other word for that?
I'm a little... getting laryngitis?
Or you might say, excuse me, I'm a little...
hoarse?
And if he goes, that's...
he coughs.
All right. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
All right. A discharging sore that comes to a head.
It's a boil.
And what's the stuff that comes out when you open it? You're draining it.
Pus.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
bullet wound.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, you might put some brown liquid on it. What's that called?
Brown liquid?
Yeah.
Mercurochrome's red, or...
this is before Mercurochrome. It begins with I.
Iodine?
Uh-huh. Is that not brown either?
Yeah. It's brown.
Okay.